The Joint Defense Board is the body tasked with ensuring that forces from the various parties who signed the 2018 peace agreement are unified into one national army after graduating from training camps around the country. Lieutenant General Gabriel Duop Lam, Acting Chief of General Staff of the South Sudan People's Defense Force, chaired Monday's joint meeting and made the announcement following a meeting at Army Headquarters in Juba. Major General Lul Roy Kwang, spokesman for the South Sudan People's Defense Force, said Monday that 270 officers from parties to the peace deal have been selected and tasked to conduct the screening exercise in the various training camps.
With that, I would like to once again officially inform all the necessary unified forces that might have left training centers for various reasons, ranging from permission, medical leave, and other leaves, to immediately report back to their respective training centers for them not to miss out on the screening and reorganization of the forces.
General Kwang says 53,000 forces are expected to be screened in 18 training camps across South Sudan. He said Monday that he would lead the team that will conduct the screenings of forces in Greater Bahr El Ghazal on the site of the South Sudan People's Defense Forces. Kwang said Brigadier General Wichang Duop from the South Sudan Opposition Alliance would lead the team screening forces in parts of Greater Upper Nile region. General Kwang said Colonel Lampaul Gabriel from the SPLIO would lead a team to screen forces in the Equatorial region. Colonel Gabriel said the screening exercise is being carried out after the National Pre-Transitional Committee handed over funds to the Joint Defense Board needed to conduct the exercise, which was slated to take place several months ago. Gabriel refused to say how much money was provided for the screening exercise.
On behalf of the JDB, issue to do with money is always confidentiality is concerned or is put forward. Up to now, we don't know how much is given to the chairperson of JDB so that we're able to dispatch. But I believe we're given some cash by the NTC. And that is going to be enough for us to be able to go to the 20th. As much as not enough.
The screening of forces is a key part of unifying former rebel and government forces, as required by the peace deal to professionalize the South Sudanese Army. General Kwang says once the screenings are completed, the parties are expected to agree on leadership of the unified command structure of the unified forces and graduate them.
Next, we'll come with a report on the screening, reorganization of the forces. Then we come back with a report, yes, look, these are the forces that are fit to serve in the various organized forces, starting with the military. We have our own rules and regulations guiding our military formations, along with the South Sudan National Police Service from all the parties to the agreement. Same thing with correctional services. These all organized forces are going to be put in their military formations by their own representatives. And then once we come, of course, whoever does not qualify for military service will be handed over to DDR.
Earlier, the government had said a lack of resources and a United Nations arms embargo hindered the graduation of forces. Colonel Gabriel says the parties have yet to resolve the issue of leadership of the unified command structure of the forces.
There has been some disagreement, and I believe up to now they have not resolved it because it's at the level of the principals. As you said, as General Lul put it, the SPLIO was focused on the 50-50 ratio. Yeah, so that disagreement is still stands up to now between the principals, because the president also is saying it's supposed to be 40-60.
Gabriel says Ugandan President Yoweri Museveni has asked the principals of the parties to the peace deal to attend a retreat in January when participants are expected to address the unresolved issue of the leadership of the Unified Forces Command Structure. For VOA News, I'm Waki Simon Udu in Juba.